From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Attorney General of Michigan has asked that a vote recount in his state be stopped because the party requesting it had no chance of winning. Attorney General Bill Schuette said Friday that he filed a lawsuit asking the state Supreme Court to stop the recount. Schuette argues that the Green Party, whose presidential candidate was Jill Stein, could not justifiably seek a recount in Michigan because Stein was not aggrieved to an extent that the miscounting of votes would have caused her to lose. Stein captured only about 1% of the vote in the Midwest state. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, supporters of President-elect Donald Trump filed a federal lawsuit late Thursday, which contends that the recount threatens the due process rights of those who voted for Trump. The Green Party has said the recount efforts are attempts to ensure the integrity of the U.S. voting system and not to change the results of the November election. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump continued to meet with potential cabinet appointees at the Trump Tower in New York on Friday. Republican Senator David Perdue of Georgia says the president-elect is putting together what he called a dream team.
You see the people going in out of here. What this man is doing, President-elect Trump, is reaching out to a broad spectrum of Americans to consider for his cabinet. That's a new day compared to what we've seen the last 8 years.
Senator Perdue also defended Trump's decision to tap former Goldman Sachs executive Steve Mnuchin as Treasury Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross as Commerce Secretary. Thursday night, President-elect Trump announced he would appoint former Marine Corps General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no let-up in trying to resolve the Syria crisis, even though a new administration will take office in January. Kerry met with the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, on Friday to discuss the crisis. Afterwards, the Secretary of State said that every effort is being made to resolve the issues there, regardless of the U.S. election results.
Both sides understand the importance of trying to continue the diplomacy and trying to see if something can be done. And nobody's waiting for the next administration. They both feel there is urgency.
Meanwhile, the United Nations says some 31,500 civilians have fled eastern Aleppo since Syrian government forces captured more than one-third of the rebel-held besieged territory earlier this week. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, thousands of displaced people are trying to escape both Syrian and rebel attacks.
Jens Laerke, the spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, says some people fleeing eastern Aleppo reportedly are experiencing difficulties and in some cases putting their lives in danger.
We have reports that some men and boys have been detained when crossing into government-controlled areas, and some internally displaced people have reported that they had their documents confiscated upon crossing into government of Syria-controlled areas. We also have reports that some people trying to move have been shot at, resulting in death and injuries.
Laerke says there also are reports of rebel groups trying to prevent civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gambia's Electoral Commission says opposition candidate Adama Barrow has won an upset victory in the country's presidential poll by beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000 votes, or 45% of the total, while Jammeh took 212,000, or about 36%. Jammeh has ruled the tiny West African nation since taking power in a military coup in 1994. He won four subsequent elections that critics said were neither free nor fair. Employers hired more American workers at a brisk pace in November, a reflection of rising confidence in the U.S. economy. The Labor Department says that non-farm payrolls increased by 178,000 last month. November's 4.6% unemployment rate was the lowest since August of 2007. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.